tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another fantastic episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And alhamdulillah, and I'm pretty sure that today's episode is going to be a lovely one because we are in the company of my esteemed colleague, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah, after a long time. Jazakallah Sayyidi, welcome and marhaba, mashallah. And let's inshallah begin with the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Man salla alayya hina yusbihu ashran wa hina yumsi ashran adrakathu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. That whoever sends salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening shall receive my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah at the same time make good and beautiful niyyah, as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdalul amal an-niyyatu sadiqah. The best action is the truthful intention, subhanallah. And today's subject that we are going to discuss, Khaja Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he is that personality, Sayyidi, who has spread Islam, subhanallah, extensively subhanallah. In the entire Indo-Pak subcontinent. Today, alhamdulillah, if we see, let's say, for example, about 20% of the Indian population that is Muslim, subhanAllah, it is right. Through the efforts of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And if we see today that, subhanAllah, the entire Pakistan, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, that is synonymous with the Islamic belief, Allahu Akbar, Islam is rampant, and subhanAllah, Islam is the sole religion there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this land, and all is through the efforts of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, subhanAllah. He's propagation of Islam, his preaching of Islam, and his call to Islam that was, alhamdulillah, accepted by all those people, millions and millions of people. Subhanallah. Today, let's say about 1.5 billion population together, right. Indo-Pak subcontinent. And if we speak of, let's say, for example, 30 plus million Muslims in India,
right.
And we speak of the population of Muslims in Pakistan, subhanAllah, that is also in millions and millions.
Yeah.
And all is through the efforts of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, their offsprings, Allahu Akbar, those who have brought Islam on the hands of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Great achievement, subhanAllah. As, you know, we know how hard it is in the field to convince people about Islam. And I haven't met anyone who has converted, let's say, 9 million people into the folds of Islam, besides Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. So his wonderful personality that captivated people.
Yeah.
And they saw the beauty of Islam through the character of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and in his personality, subhanallah. And he, one man, single-handedly, was on the mission, Atai Rasul, subhanAllah. He was given this task from the august court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and spread Islam.
Subhanallah.
And how the wonderful mission that he has, alhamdulillah, given us, our Dawat Islami, Welcome to Islam campaign, alhamdulillah. That campaign has also entered thousands of people into the folds of Islam. To date, mashallah, we have in South Africa, our Maulana Abdul Majid Madani Hafizahullah, he is in charge of Welcome to Islam campaign. I met him in Johannesburg, and I also traveled with him to the locality of a township called Soweto, the largest township in the whole of South Africa. And mashallah, I've seen there the Welcome to Islam campaign. Subhanallah, where the Bilali Islamic Brothers, I've met the masjid that is there. I went to the center, the Dawat Islamic Center, the Alhamdulillah beautiful center. And he is the Nigran of that center as well. So I was invited there, and I was Alhamdulillah blessed to be among them who have recently embraced Islam and they are learning the basics of Islam, you know, the Islamic fundamentals and so on. MashaAllah, it was the weekly ijtima of Dawat Islam that I was part of. And I got to meet all those brothers that had newly embraced Islam, Alhamdulillah. I met one elderly person there who walked many kilometers just to get to the masjid.
Allah.
Subhanallah. I mean, really, do we see such enthusiasm? Allahu Akbar. And here, the mission of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala is being spread throughout the world by Dawat Islam, Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Wasab, you know, what we also see in the life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah is, you know, his conduct. 9 million people embracing Islam, and it is mentioned also that some embraced Islam just by looking at him, and they automatically accepted Islam. So the beauty of it is that we see his conduct, his character, the way he carried out himself, whether it was in his private space or whether it was with people, it was all within the confinements of the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For instance, there was one man who came up to him and said, Huzur, I'm so thankful for this day that, you know, finally I get to meet you. And so Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah tells him that, do what you have come here to do. And he gets a shock. Now, this individual, he was not a Muslim at the time. And he came with the intention to assassinate Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah. So he tells him that, do what you have come here to do. And this man, he gets frightened, he gets scared. And he immediately, at that point, tells him that, please spare my life. And also, he tells Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah that someone so and so has forced me to do this. Now, listen to how Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah corrects him. And this is so amazing. He tells him that, do not disclose who this person is and do not disclose the fault of this person. And this person, this individual came to assassinate him. And here Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah, he is teaching us something else, that he corrected this individual and also gave him tarbiyah, also educated him and taught him not to disclose the faults of others as well. And subhanAllah, this individual, this man, he repented of what he came to do and he changed his life, subhanAllah. Why? Because of the conduct that Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah displayed at that time. I mean, nowadays, if someone has to do something wrong, right, and we go up to the person and we, for instance, if we were put into the same situation, we would ask, who was the person who said that, or who was the person who did that? And this is also knowing about the faults of someone else. And we are taught, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to disclose the faults of other people. So we see that so much of people were attracted to Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah because of the kind of humbleness that he had, the kind of personality that he had, that he would spread love wherever he went. Yes. He wasn't the person, you know, to take revenge or to be angry or to be agitated. No, he was calm, collected, and whatever he did it all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no hidden agenda behind it. Yes, he made so many people Muslims, but that was not for any personal benefit. That was not for name and fame, etc. That was solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And him acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you have mentioned, that it is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that teaches us to conceal the faults of Muslims. And Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, not only did he practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he taught it to his disciples, his students. And whenever he used to sit in his gathering with his muridin, his disciple, his students, who newly had embraced Islam, subhanAllah, he would teach them the basics of Islam. And some even had surpassed the state of sainthood, subhanAllah. And they have achieved just by being in the company of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, such as Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahimahullah, who has, alhamdulillah, penned down all the anecdotes of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. And he stood discussed it, and you know, we used to learn certain ahadith, certain sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Khaja Sahab directly. Allahu Akbar. So here is a subhanAllah great teacher, a great orator of Islam, a great preacher of Islam, subhanAllah. And wherever he went, he spread the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's very grandiose, inshallah azza wa jal, for the barakah of the kalima, make zikrullah.
Hasbi rabbi jalla allah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah noor muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah hasbi rabbi jalla allah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah noor muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah mere nabi ke ghulamon ka rutba bada hai shaan badi mere nabi ke ghulamon ka rutba bada hai shaan badi chahe ghause aazam ho ya ho data hajweri yaad nahi tumhe wo manzar khaja ne jab khud chal kar 90 lakh ko padwaya la ilaha illallah hasbi rabbi jallallah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah noor muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, sayyidi, we have a wonderful kalam, subhanallah. As Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he spoke Persian language. Inshallah, more about it we'll discuss later, but he belonged to this area in the Central Asia,
right,
that is, we can just say, Sistan.
Right.
And Chishti, his attribution of Chishti, it comes from his belonging to that area in Central Asia, alhamdulillah. And the language they that was spoken was Persian language, Farsi language, subhanallah. Inshallah azza wa jal, after the kalam, we shall be back and inshallah azza wa jal, present to you the beautiful propagation of Islam that was conducted by Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dil ko sukoon chaman mein na hai laal azar mein sozo gudaz faqat unke diyar mein sozo gudaz hai faqat unke diyar mein dil ko sukoon chaman mein na ya mustafa bunaiye apne diyar mein ya mustafa bunaiye apne diyar mein
سرکار آؤں تیبہ کے پھر لال زار میں سرکار آؤں تیبہ کے پھر لال زار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہر سالیا الہی مجھے حج نصیب ہو ہر سالیا الہی مجھے حج نصیب ہو جب تک جیوں میں عالم ناپائیدار میں جب تک جیوں میں عالم ناپائیدار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا افسوس گھٹتی جا رہی ہے روز زندگی پر میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بار میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بار میں تجھ کو حسن حسین کا دیتا ہوں واسطہ تجھ کو حسن حسین سیتا اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں سکون چمن میں نا بدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی بدکار و نابکار کا محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے یار میں محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں کرتے رہو یہ حق سے دعا میرے بھائیوں عطار کو دے موت نبی کے نبی کے دیار میں سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہو گنور نور سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہو گنور نور جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نہ ہے لالا زار میں سوز و گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم سبحان اللہ we were listening to the beautiful kalam may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate the flame of love for the beloved habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in our hearts and keep it ever fresh and burning in our hearts inshallah. Ameen bijahi nabi alameen. Sayyidi, speaking of the Khwaja Sahab's call to Islam, subhanallah, he started out in a very simple way and he lived a very simple life, subhanallah. He wasn't extravagant and he always followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he created this sense of peace and brotherhood among people, subhanallah, the true values of Islam he had instilled in the heart of people, subhanallah. The people in India who were looking for guidance, subhanallah, here Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi comes and gives them the guidance of Islam, subhanallah, and introduces the light of Islam to them. You know, a person who is in the darkness, he doesn't know what is light like. And when somebody lights the candle, subhanallah, and they all fly around it like moths, subhanallah. Similar is the example of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When he came there, when he arrived there, alhamdulillah, people got blessed with the wealth of Iman, subhanallah. And their hearts were kindled by the Islamic faith, subhanallah, so much so that a large population, I mean, back in the days when centuries ago, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he came to India and propagated Islam. Prior to that, scholars have mentioned that no prophet came to Indo-Pak subcontinent. It was the awliya of Allah, those who came with the message of Islam, alhamdulillah, and they spread Islam in these lands. And those areas, they cover the undivided Indo-Pak subcontinent, that is India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Alhamdulillah. And today, if you were to look at the population, let's say, for example, India, according to latest stats, the population of Muslims in India is about 204 million, whereas the population of Muslims in Pakistan, which is majority, Alhamdulillah, that is close to 234 million Muslims. And when you look at Bangladesh again, subhanAllah, that is another 150 million.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. So if you add them all together, it roughly makes up to 600 million Muslims, subhanAllah, in the Indo-Pak subcontinent. And they are all the offsprings of those who had embraced Islam on the hands of Khaja Gharib Nawaz, subhanAllah, their offspring, their future generations, alhamdulillah. And we owe it to him that, you know, as in Islam, we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are we paying tribute to Khaja Gharib Nawaz and his mission of spreading Islam? It is because we are being grateful, subhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to be grateful to those who do favors to you. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. He who is not grateful to people, he is not grateful to Allah. And we are presenting our gratitude in the court of Khaja Gharib Nawaz to have graced us with the wealth of Iman. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
SubhanAllah. Through him, we have got to see the light of Islam. Alhamdulillah. And if you look at it in perspective,
right,
let's say the global population, it is around 8.1 billion, let's say roughly 8 billion people. And Muslims, alhamdulillah, we make one-fourth of the global population. That is just over 2 billion.
Right.
And if you were to look at 600 million that are only in Indo-Pak subcontinent, Muslim population, that is more than half a billion.
Mm.
So you can say that more than one-fourth of the entire global Muslim population is in Indo-Pak subcontinent, those that are affiliated to Khaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, subhanAllah. So you can see the contribution of Khaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is huge, alhamdulillah, with regards to the Islamic faith. And if you were to look at the overall population of the globe, let's say 8 billion, the Muslims in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, they make up like about 6.5% of the global population, alhamdulillah. So these are some of the stats for us to recognize the great service of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and his beautiful way of calling people towards the deen of Allah.
SubhanAllah. You know, Munasab, this is also very important that each one of us, right, we are a call towards Islam. Right, and the question is that how do you go about doing that? And for that, we have to take guidance from the awliya Allah.
Yes,
for example, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahimahullah, how he spread Islam. And one aspect that we see, which is very, very important, is responding to evil with goodness. And we see this was exactly what Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahimahullah had done. That whenever someone did something wrong to him, or if he saw something wrong, then he would correct that person in a good way. Otherwise, if it was not the case, and if a person responds to evil with evil, then there would be no goodness in that at all. Rather, we need to respond to evil with goodness. And by doing this, that person's life, it might change for the better. Why? Because we are not doing tit for tat. We are not retaliating in the same way. So when it comes to, to da'wah and to calling people towards Islam, what is most important is a person's character. Because it is through that people, they look at you and they can see how you are as a person just by looking at you. Now, suppose a person is looking all neat, right? Wearing kurta, wearing a turban, an imama sharif, etc. But anger issues, snapping, and have all these kind of qualities which usually will drive a person away. Now, if those qualities are there, then no one would want to stay near a person who has these kind of qualities. Everyone wants to be around a person who they can confide in, that is there, then you would see how fruitful it would become. So number one is the appearance. Our appearance shows that we are Muslims and from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once that is there, this is an open invitation to everyone out there that yes, I am a Muslim and those people are seeing me. This is my invitation towards them because they are noticing my cleanliness, my neatness. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that cleanliness is half of iman.
Subhanallah.
They are noticing this, that I am clean, I am neat. That's done. Then if something happens and I get agitated, then I failed. Because now they would not want to be with me. They would want to go away from me. Why? Because I cannot control my anger. I'm snapping. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. They wouldn't want to be close to me. So if I have my attire in order, the next thing I need to get in order now is, you know what? People are looking at me. Obviously, the intention must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with all of that, I need to control my anger. I cannot get jealous. I cannot show arrogance. I cannot have pride. I cannot show off. All of these things are satanic qualities and I cannot have them. No believer, no Muslim should have these qualities. So when these qualities are not there, then automatically just by a person's conduct and character, people would come to you to inquire more. Tell me more about Islam. What is Islam? I want to learn. Tell me more. I'm looking at your character and it caught my eye. I want to learn more. And this we learn all from Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahimahullah, how he brought Islam forward towards the people. You know, not just going straight up to them and then telling them, you do this, you do that, you go here, you go there. No, then no one wants to listen. Rather, Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahimahullah, he used wisdom. And this is the teaching of the Holy Quran, that call people towards Allah with wisdom. You know, not just by going direct and straight and start taunting them, shouting them, scolding them. No. Then if a person does that, they would end up getting more and more stubborn. They wouldn't want to listen to anything. But if you do it with wisdom, in a style, you know, then it would be you capturing that person and they will automatically, without even you doing anything, they would automatically feel comfortable in your presence, comfortable in your company. Why? Because you are responding to evil with goodness. You are advising with wisdom. Your attire is neat. Once all of this is there, everything else falls into place. So this is what we need to take from the lives of the awliya Allah, especially Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahimahullah, how he called people to Islam. I mean, there were people who would try to harm him. They would try to hurt him. But what was his response to it? His response was not to pick up a stone and throw back. No, his response was he would, in a metaphorical sense, pick up a flower and give to them.
Subhanallah.
So this is what we need to do. That if someone treats us bad, we need to treat them good. Look at how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of difficulties he faced. But yet at the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for those people of Taif to be guided. And this is what we need to do. Of course, you know, calling people towards Islam is not an easy task.
Yes,
there's difficulties in there. There are hurdles, there are obstacles. People may hurt you. People may say things to break your heart. People may tell you, you know what, I don't have time for you. Go away from here. They would tell you
these are the realities.
It's a real thing that happens in real life, and people go through it. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, how are we responding to all of that? If we are going to give the message of Islam and someone starts to swear at us, are we going to swear back? If we start swearing back, then the whole plot is gone, then everything is wasted, everything is down the drain. But if that person was swearing and we did not retaliate in that way, rather we spoke lovingly and he's still stubborn, then we should leave and go one side.
Yes, one has to become the ambassador of Islam.
Definitely.
A person who represents Islam as a da'i. Mm-hmm. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he created the eyes.
Subhanallah.
He trained those da'is and that went on and propagated Islam further, alhamdulillah, and made Islam concrete in the Indo-Pak subcontinents and spread the message of love that Islam promotes, alhamdulillah, peace, love, harmony in the society. And if you truly see those who are associated with the awliya Allah, people around the world, you will see they are the people of love, subhanallah. They are the people of spirituality.
Yes.
They are the people of tasawuf and Sufism.
They will not judge you or look down upon you. Rather, they would pick you up and correct you in the best way.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So this is the circle of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. As you have mentioned, that dawah, calling people towards Islam, is not an easy task. And it shouldn't be done in a harsh way.
Yes.
Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us the manner in which we should call people towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the summary of this verse of the Holy Quran that call people towards Allah by applying wisdom, deploying wisdom, and by saying good words. Alhamdulillah. Wal ma'izatil hasana. These are the Quranic commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we shouldn't be harsh to people that when we go approach them straight away, you know, because Islam is not propagated through force.
Right.
It was 100%. Never propagated through force.
Yes.
Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, La ikraha fid din. There is no compulsion. So yes, this is the message of Islam, and one has to accept it in their heart. That is the basic principle of faith, subhanallah, and then utter it with the tongue.
100%.
Two components of Islam, alhamdulillah. And of course, you cannot force something down somebody's heart. It must come naturally.
Yeah.
And Islam is, alhamdulillah, that beautiful religion that makes home in the heart naturally. And a person is compelled then to go on and say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali showed them this beautiful picture of Islam.
Subhanallah.
It's important as to how we present Islam to others.
Yeah, definitely.
And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he must have done something right for 9 million people to follow
him.
Subhanallah. I mean, you know, if he was sincere, this is the result.
Sincerity is key. Yeah.
Yes, sincerity. And he left everything. He left his homeland. He left his business. He sold his mill that he had. And he went on in the pursuit of spiritual knowledge. Subhanallah. Khwaja Ibrahim Qanduzi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gave him that the oil cake that he had made. And when once he ate that, his world changed instantly, alhamdulillah. And when he met his Pir Murshid, Khwaja Usman Harwani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he blessed him with such spiritual insight and foresight that he could see the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. And then finally, when he visits the Mubarak Rawza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day he is given the command to go to Rajasthan, to go to Ajmer, subhanallah. And this is where it becomes his final subhanallah destination, where he comes. And today Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, as always, he has been regarded as the king of India, the king of Indo-Pak, Hindul Wali, Sultanul Hind, and so on and so forth. So it is undisputed fact that he is truly, actually, Hindul Wali, the king of Indo-Pak subcontinent. No matter whoever the president may be, the king may be, they all come and they present their regards at the court of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, because even them, they recognize him as the supreme king of the Indo-Pak subcontinent, that kingship that was bestowed upon him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. So yes, these are some of the facts about the propagation of Islam by Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Of course, there is much more to it. Alhamdulillah, as Munasa was mentioning, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at how he had spread the fragrance of Islam.
Yeah.
Subhanallah. And every awliya Sahaba Ikram, then and the Tabi'in, the Aimma Ikram, then the Awliya that came after them, they all carried the same mission. The mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the Ummah is to support the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi fulfilled that right of being the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is not only the Ummah, he is from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, as he is a Sayyid, he is subhanallah from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That too we should bear in mind. Subhanallah. So his respect automatically now doubles in our hearts.
Yes.
Subhanallah, because he is awlade Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the same time. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us connected to his awliya, to his friends. And in this way, we continue to give our spirituality a boost, inshallah.
Also, Munasab, you know, at the age of 15 years old, his honorable and respected father passed away. And after that, he started to acquire knowledge of deen. He started to acquire Islamic knowledge. And he memorized the Holy Quran. And it is mentioned also that after he memorized the Holy Quran, he spent 20 years in the company of his murshid. For 20 years, he was learning under his murshid. So we see that the starting point comes firstly by learning Islamic knowledge. And if we want to call people towards Islam, then of course, yes, we need to firstly have knowledge ourselves. Only then we can call others towards Islam. Otherwise, if we are slacking in that, then how do we do it if we don't have anything in us? So we have to always seek knowledge, gain knowledge, because with all the awliya Allah, we see the starting point always started off with gaining knowledge. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, rahimahullah, his starting point was knowledge. For how many years he learned and learned and learned. Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahimahullah, same starting point was knowledge. 20 years they learned for so long until they reached such a high maqam that when anyone looked at them, they embraced Islam.
Subhanallah.
So the starting point is knowledge. So this is what we need to implement. Yes, we read so many stories about Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahimahullah, how the lake of Anasagar came into a small cup. The whole lake fitted. There's so many other stories we hear, we heard, we listen to. 9 million people accepting Islam. But how did it come out to be? It started off with knowledge, because knowledge is something that helps you and aids you in distinguishing what is right and what is wrong. And once you know that, then the rest will all fall into place. So we need to educate ourselves, teach our family members as well, our children as well, educate them in Islamic knowledge, because we want them to also become pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also want them to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we need to train them. That is why these stories that we hear of the awliya Allah, of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahimahullah, they are there not just as a story, but it is a lesson for us. We have to take a lesson from there and use that to better our life. And one important thing also is that, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed all of us with a tongue. And with this tongue, sometimes we speak useful things, sometimes we speak futile things. And it is mentioned that the best speech is that speech which is said to tell a person or call someone towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who performs good deeds. That is the best speech. Now, if we look at it in a day, how many times, you know, we may say something which brings no benefit, or we may say something which is futile. Imagine we said one statement only, or even one sentence, or one small paragraph we said to someone, and that consisted of words bringing that person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or bringing that person towards Islam. That speech is the best speech.
Subhanallah.
So this is what we need to implement in our lives also, that if we are conversing with someone, then we should converse in such a way that it either changes a person's life for the better, or it brings one into the folds of Islam. This is what we need to do. This is what we need to make our priority in our life, because we are here in this dunya for one purpose, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, we need to bring others towards this beautiful deen of Islam as well. And the method to do that, we learn from Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz
rahimahullah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Learn from the best. Allah, mashallah. As Mawasrab said, that you know, when they used to, people used to see Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahimahullah ta'ala alayh, and they would instantly recognize that nur that was on his face, the nur of Iman, subhanallah, that they couldn't help themselves but fall in love with him, Allah, subhanallah. Allah. And this is what happens. You know, there are many ways to define or describe a wali Allah. Awliya Allah have said different things. But one thing remains common. The awliya Allah, the mashayikh, the ulama say that who is really a wali Allah? A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple definition they give. He said, by looking at whom you remember Allah.
Subhanallah.
If subhanallah. By seeing him you are reminded of Allah, that means you are looking at a wali Allah. Subhanallah. They remind you of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So these are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidi Ala says in his beautiful poetry, Tere ghulamo ka naqshe qadam hai rahe khuda. Tere ghulamo ka naqshe qadam hai rahe khuda. Wo kya behek sake jo ye suraag leke chale. Meaning the footsteps and the imprints of the pious predecessors, those are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their footprints are the path of Allah. Wo kya behek sake jo ye suraag leke chale. And if you have that clue with you, you can never go astray.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So this is, alhamdulillah, the beautiful philosophy of Islam and the spirituality in Islam, mashallah, that is given to us by the awliya ikram. And how beautiful is that, that we are today sitting here in South Africa. We're not even in Indo-Pak subcontinent. And we are mentioning this great, subhanallah, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. We know him as Khaja Gharib Nawaz. Alhamdulillah. We are Gharib and he is Gharib Nawaz. Alhamdulillah. And this nisbat is such that, as it is mentioned in the narrations, that when we mention the pious predecessors, the mercy of Allah descends, and truly we are being showered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though we cannot see it, we're not on that level, but alhamdulillah, we believe that this is the case, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to really form this attachment and grow this attachment, inshallah, with our pious predecessors, and educate our children and the newer generation to also remember them, just like how our parents, grandparents, our mashayikh, teachers, asatiza, and subhanallah, those mentors, spiritual mentors, they have taught us about their spiritual mentors, ultimately leading up to Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Similarly, we should pass it down to our offspring and our students and so on, those of the younger generation. Why? Because inshallah, we must all be connected to our roots. A tree that is not connected to its roots, it falls away, it withers away. If the root is no longer there, it's like having a house without foundation. So inshallah, we shouldn't forget our roots. And Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala is a crucial, subhanallah, part of that root of Islam. Yes. Alhamdulillah. He has come and planted the seed of Islam, alhamdulillah. Same mission that was carried by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, initiated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for which he offered so many sacrifices, Sayyidi. His Sahaba offered so many sacrifices. The Tabi'een and the Awliya Ikram, those came later on, they offered their sacrifices. And Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after them, carried the same mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and planted the seed of Islam in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, as our fathers and our forefathers, they embraced Islam on the hands of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and us, we have received the blessings of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi through this channel, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed many angles with regards to this, and together with spreading the message of Islam, alhamdulillah, he also taught the practical methods to those who embrace Islam on his hand, alhamdulillah. as he fulfilled not only the duty to enter them into the folds of Islam, but also to groom them to follow Islam thoroughly. Subhanallah. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Allahu Akbar. And this is also what he taught. If you look at his anecdotes in Darul Arifin, there is one whole chapter where he teaches people about tahara, the importance of tahara, ghusl, wudu, and so on. Practical stuff, alhamdulillah.
Essential stuff, you know, the stuff that people need to know, the basic fundamental knowledge of Islam. And that's what exactly Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah is teaching us, that to be a muballigh, to be a da'i, one who is calling people towards Islam, you have to be practical first. You know, one thing is learning, and then the other thing is to put what you learn into practice.
Yes.
So two things go hand in hand. One is the learning, and to be practical. So this is very, very, very essential and important to have. And another aspect that we learn from the beautiful life of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah is that the attention and the love and care he would give towards those who were poor. It's mentioned that there was a young boy, and it was the day of Eid. This boy was wearing torn and tattered clothes, very old, and he was blind as well. He could not see. And he was sitting in one corner, he was crying, you know, being sad that the day of Eid is here and this is my condition. Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah, he sees him, and what does he do? He gives the boy his clothing to wear, good clothing, he gives it to him to make sure that he is happy. So we see that anyone who goes to the court of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahimahullah, they never return empty-handed.
Subhanallah, he was truly a Ghareeb Nawaz, Allah, one who bestows upon the poor, Allahu Akbar. How could he be seeing somebody sad on the happy occasion of Eid, subhanallah, and this child must be over the moon, subhanallah, after receiving this great gift from the Khwaja of Ajmer Sharif, subhanallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of us for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah, until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.